from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. We begin this morning focused on poverty. New census figures released this month show California still has the highest rate of poverty in the nation, just over 15%. Now, that number is down from the previous year, but Chris Haney says it's still too high. Haney is the executive director of the California Budget and Policy Center, an organization that looks at how policies affect low and middle income people living here. He often has to explain how there can be such economic dissonance in the state. I began by asking Haney what life looks like for a poor Californian.
You're talking about typically a household that has one parent or two parents working multiple jobs, a couple of kids. In the San Bernardino region, probably a combination of apartment buildings, you know, sort of single-family tract homes that were built in the 1940s and 50s, jobs that are in sectors like logistics and manufacturing and delivery of products, you know, a struggling local economy from everything from a city that's been in bankruptcy to a region that's been decimated by the closing of a military base.
Last week's U.S. Census data shows poverty rates are down nationally, but that California still has the highest rate of poverty in the nation. Why is this?
Well, the single biggest issue there is the cost of housing. So the census, when they release these numbers, has a measure they put in place a few years back that's a new variation on the poverty rate, which is called the supplemental poverty measure that has housing costs included. And when you include housing costs, California's poverty rate jumps to the highest in the nation.
We know that kids are the hardest hit because of this poverty. One in three kids, especially minority kids, Black and Latino. What are some of the factors at play here?
Well, it's, you know, often the case, particularly with children who are in immigrant families or who go home to families that don't speak English, that they're dealing with a lot of economic factors that place them in disadvantaged positions. And we know we've had a long history in this state of those communities struggling, whether they're Latino or Black. And so we have very high poverty rates when you just break them out for those populations.
What did the state government do right this past session to help alleviate poverty?
First, the minimum wage legislation that was passed that raises the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2023. That's a significant advance. The legislature and the governor also agreed to eliminate a family cap rule in the state's CalWORKs program. This was a rule that was put in place that actually penalized families that had children while they were on CalWORKs by not providing additional grant funds. The state also actually continued to put funding toward the new earned income tax credit that was enacted last year, and we'll likely see some interest in expanding that earned income tax credit as we look to future years.
Chris Haney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
One way out of poverty is access to employment. And for transgender workers, that access is limited. Take the national unemployment rate, double it, and that's the rate for transgender Americans. But a new ambitious program in Southern California plans to get them hired. From KPCC, Leo Duran reports.
The lunch rush was supposed to end hours ago, but in the heart of Los Angeles, this fast food restaurant, El Pollo Loco, is still buzzing.
Some people hungry.
This is one of six El Pollo Loco franchises in Southern California, owned by Michaela Mendelson. Mendelson is transgender, and so are about 8 to 10% of her employees.
The word's just gotten out that I'm a trans owner supporting trans people.
One of them is cashier Delaney Martinez.
You know, I just feel more comfortable, and I feel with being comfortable, I can give a better service.
Transgender people face more discrimination than other workers when looking for a job, which is why Mendelson began offering trans people work 4 years ago. Now, she's supersizing her effort into a large-scale program that's nowhere else in the country. She would connect trans people looking for jobs with restaurants around the state looking for workers.
I promised them a level playing field. They're going to need to work hard like everybody else to get ahead.
She got the California Restaurant Association and its 22,000 members to back her idea, and they agreed. It's a civil rights issue. As an extra incentive, Mendelson says a state grant will pay for the first 60 hours of a new hire's wages. And to qualify, restaurant owners would agree to learn more about trans issues. Think Trans 101. But at a recent restaurant convention in Los Angeles, there's some skepticism. Convention attendee Grant Thiem says trans people should be entitled to work like everyone else, but...
You know, I still think there's a majority of people out there that may have a problem being served by somebody that's transgender.
That was a concern from Mendelson, too. But she said her customers have been overwhelmingly supportive. And if they aren't, then she says restaurant owners should value and protect their staff.
You know, you hear the thing, the customer's always right. In my restaurants, the customer's always right unless they attack you personally.
And with more trans people visible in workplaces throughout the state, she says it can make a real difference in how they're accepted by everyone. For the California Report, I'm Leo Duran in Los Angeles.
As Leo just mentioned in his report, El Pollo Loco helps spear this program for transgender workers. And that's a good reminder of just how much progress the company has made in the marketing department. In 1989, Latinos criticized the fast food company's ads, which sounded like this.
Everyone knows I used to be the number one amigo. For lunch, I was the one to crunch. For dinner, I was the winner. Until he came along with that deliciously different char-broiled taste.
For those of us who grew up in Southern California, those ads with that very inauthentic voice were all over the television, reinforcing commonly held stereotypes. Thankfully, today it seems that El Pollo Loco's ads focus more on the pollo and less on the loco. And that's the California Report for Monday, September 19th, production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.